So, tell me about your dad and how you used to go to La Vaquita.
Tell me about my dad and how we used to go to La Vaquita. Well, I guess I was, at the time, I must have been around, I was 12. And I remember that because I was in seventh grade. We only lived in this house for that year. And maybe not even started school when we started walking to La Vaquita every night. Not every night, but you know, at least a couple times a week.
So right when you got here from Cuba?
Yeah. It was a real treat. We moved in to West Palm Beach with my mom's brother and his wife and their family. That's the house I drove you to the other night, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we were just starting out at that time, probably all the clothes that we had, we got from churches and charities around, and from relatives that would donate stuff. So it was a real treat when my dad started working and my mom started working, saying we had our own money, and that was the big deal about going to La Vaquita. We had our own money, and we would go out to treat ourselves. And my sister and my mom would stay. I have two sisters and my mom. You can edit that out, right? My two sisters and my mom would stay home watching novelas after dinner, and my dad and I would just walk because we didn't have a car, and we would walk. It was three. La Vaquita was three blocks away, and we would walk there at night and pick up. Always picked up usually the same thing. It was a gallon of milk and a box of ice cream, which was amazing to me that, you know, you could get ice cream in a box. It was the Neapolitan flavor, which had strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate in the same box. And then we bring it home and eat it. It was like just really a real treat.
And did your dad call it La Vaquita or what?
Yeah, I guess I realized later that people didn't call it La Vaquita. It was one of those Cuban things where people name the store or name the beer. I know that, like for instance, Beck's beer has a little picture of a doll. Have you ever noticed? You don't drink beer, so. so that I know of. So, of course. So anyways, the Cubans, they didn't, you know, it was difficult to pronounce the names, although I guess Beck's is easy enough, but that was just a thing. And they used to call Beck's beer La Muñequita because it had a picture of a little dancer, a little doll. And it was pretty common. And at that time, I noticed now in Miami, a lot of the farm stores that are left don't have that anymore, but they used to have these really 50s looking, very tacky and weird, but amazingly unique, these cows that were sculptured. There were these sculptures that would be mounted on a rotating post, and the La Vaquita would turn around and around, and you couldn't help to notice it. La Vaquita means a little cow, as you know, and that's the Cubans named it La Vaquita. And I think in West Palm there was only one in town that I know about, and it was in a prominent street. It was on Parker Avenue in Nottingham, and right behind Publix. But they stayed open late, because at that time Publix didn't stay open very late. And of course you drove through La Vaquita, but we didn't have a car, which is kind of funny, because if there was a line of cars, we didn't know what to do. You know, we would just stand around until there was no cars. We weren't going to stand between two cars to get our turn, so. Yeah, that was funny.
And we used to go to La Vaquita, right? Like, we used to get milk.
Yeah.
And stuff, and we used to get that Neapolitan thing too.
I think probably as a, for me, just so that I would remember. I would say, oh yeah, let's get them a Neapolitan. Although I hate the the strawberry ice cream, and it wasn't especially good. It was just a memory.
The strawberry always gets in the vanilla.
Ew. We didn't get that sophisticated till later to mind that.
So we're walking around the block. What else? What would you guys talk about on those walks?
I don't remember the specifics of what we talked about. This is a lot of years ago. But we had one of those very easygoing relationships. We just kind of walk around and be comfortable with each other and just pace. It was just a nice way to spend the time, because we couldn't afford a TV, by the way, so this is why we wouldn't mind like going off and taking a long walk and hanging out. I remember my dad would, now you guys laugh at me because I repeat the same things all the time, but he would repeat exactly where his buddy Celestino would pick him up, because he didn't have a car. He would always point that out. It's like, this is where I get picked up every morning, you know that? Yeah, you mentioned that, Dad.
What else is interesting about La Vaquita?
The price of milk. A gallon of milk was 99 cents. And we used to get that whole milk, none of that healthy stuff. with a bright red cap.
And did they have like tres leches and all the stuff they have now?
No, there was nothing. There was a couple of Cuban bakeries in town. I remember, this is not Miami, this is West Palm. So there were a couple of Cuban bakeries around that are still around, actually. But for the most part, you know, there were no ethnic food. It was basically just your basic American fare. There were so many interesting things in those days for a kid who grew up in a very, you know, not a very developed place, but... you know, just the idea of these, it sounds ridiculous now, you know, but the idea that they had these blow molded bottles that didn't break. There's these rubber bottles. I've never really seen many things like that, but the really fascinating thing was the milk that came, the little milks that came in the box. I thought that was pretty cool. And of course the ice cream, the multicolor stripes across the box full of ice cream. It's crazy.
These Americans.
Yeah, what a country.